When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I knew it. Another Heard At Media production.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm so excited. Dude, what has it been? 3 years? At least two, 3 years.
2 years. It's been 2 years.
My God. How are you? What's happening?
Oh, not much. No, actually, a lot's happening. A lot's been happening in my little world over here in Los Angeles, West Hollywood. Yeah. How are you? How's life with you?
You know, maniacs, sick, kids and shit and, you know, the same madness all over again every day. The same madness with like the kids and the cleaning butts and puke and, you know, all that. So this is literally my side piece to like escape from all that shit. I got to come here and talk to you and have fun like this.
Awesome.
What are you doing? I think last time, weren't you getting your hair product out?
Oh, yeah, that was a while ago. I mean, I had been working on that for a long, long, long time. But I got to get back on that. It's just, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on that I haven't, you know, been able to really concentrate on the hair product. But you know what? I'll have to get some hair product again. I don't know. That's been kind of like not even on the back burner right now. It's literally I'm focused on a few different things right now. Yeah.
So are we allowed to talk about those things? Because you mentioned you dangled a little carrot in my
face. Yeah, actually we can talk about it. We can talk about it right now, actually.
Tell me, please. What's going on?
So one thing that I wanted to talk about was I'm launching my own network. It's called the Reality Network.
What?
Right now we have about, huh?
Okay. I like your prop. I like your mug. Let's go. Let's go.
Right now we have about 160 hours worth of some shows that we're syndicating right now. And it's going to be real life, real drama, real TV only on the Reality Network.
Holy shit. So wait a minute. Okay. You're like acting, producing, hair, bar, managing. What in the hell got you into doing this?
Oh, well, that's my 2023 in a nutshell right there. Yeah. So what ends up happening is I don't go back. I'm not. Have you been watching the show?
Yes.
Vanderpump Rules?
Yes.
So I'm not on there. And everyone, there's a lot of people that are asking the question, why aren't you on there? Well, they didn't want me. They wanted me back, but it wasn't for the amount they weren't going to pay me. So I was like, well, I'm not going to do it, you know, because I've been on the ever since I've been on the show, I've been getting paid. You know what I mean? So I was like, well, I'm not doing it. I'm done, you know. And so I kind of was mulling over everything. And then one night, a friend of mine and some of his buddies, we all went out and we started talking about like, you know, certain things like, do you believe in the Matrix? I was like, no, because I'm cognizant and I'm here. You know, I scratch, cut me and I bleed, that type of stuff. And then my buddy, who's my business partner in this thing, he was a former exec on for a couple of different, you know, studios and networks. He built a couple of networks up. He was all like, they asked me, do you believe in Bigfoot? I was like, absolutely not. I don't believe in Bigfoot. So then I started asking him, you know, how do you get something greenlit in this town? He was all like, you know what? I'll help you get two shows greenlit if you do a show about Bigfoot. And we were getting pretty wasted. This was a night in July of 2023. Okay. And I was all like, you know what? So Bigfoot started this whole thing. And I was like, you know what? Screw it. I'll do it.
This whole thing. Doesn't Bigfoot normally start all these things?
I know, right?
It's so random.
So the next, Yeah. So the next day he was all like, why don't we just start our own network, Peter? I know the ins and outs of the business. I was like, okay, let's go. So ever since then, we've been working on this goal, got the whole thing trademarked. We have the website up, got some television hours. We're looking to acquire some more. And we're working on the back end right now because I want it to be perfect when it comes out. I don't want any glitches. I don't want any of this, you know, like, oh, you know, they don't know what they're doing. It's like, no, when it comes out, but it's like a movie preview. You know what I mean? I want to get the word out there before, because when we launch, I don't want everyone to be like, wait, where'd this come from? You know what right. I mean? It's like having Oppenheimer in the theaters without anybody knowing, like a year in advance. But the reason why I waited so long to start talking about it was because I wanted to get to a certain point before I actually announced.
You felt good about it. You felt
like exactly.
You were in a good spot.
I wanted to be at a certain point, you know, like get everything, get all the P's and Q's, dot our I's, cross our T's, and then I'll talk about it.
Okay, so this is a friend. He's built networks. So what are you director, producer, or you're just running it? Like you're...
I'm going to be the ipso facto, end all be all, president, founder. Yeah.
So then you go and you're like, hey, I like you. Let's make a show about what you're doing. Or like, how are you finding, is it... Are all the shows like from people you know?
We did some. So we're doing a bunch of syndication right now.
Okay.
Yeah, we're getting some shows for syndication. That's what we're doing first, and then afterwards we're going to be doing some originals. Yeah.
Oh my God, are you starring in anything?
No, not currently. No, I'm not currently starring in anything.
Do you want, are you like, I did the TV. I'm an OG of Vanderpump for, I mean, how long has it been? How many seasons now? 10? No,
10.
11? 10.
Well, this is the 11th season right now.
And you started it from birth.
Basically.
And then.
I was there at that initial meeting. Yes.
I mean, do you still watch it?
Oh, actually, you know, funny story. I've never actually watched the show.
Ever?
Mm-mm. No. Never actually seen it. I don't, you know. I know what happens. You know what I mean?
But you never were like, let me check that scene and how I looked and what I did and the lady. Nothing. Okay.
I judge myself way too harshly.
Oh yeah. You're your own worst critic.
Exactly. Yes.
So you knew you would get like, it would like get in your head if you started watching it back and you'd like be worrying that. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it would get in my head. I think it would be too much.
Is it crazy now that I'm just thinking about it? Because one of the last times we saw you on the show, weren't you going out with Rachel?
That was season 10. Yeah. We went out a couple of times.
And then the whole shit show.
Yeah. And then the whole shit show, that was a year ago now, actually. It's kind of hilarious. It's crazy how time flies. It really is. Yeah.
I can't believe it's been a year.
It has been a year. I remember, last year on this day, it's when the whole thing broke. And I was having lunch with a buddy of mine at the Henry, of all places. Yeah. It's kind of nuts, actually, looking back on it. It's kind of crazy.
So were you like, what the actual fuck? Like all of us. Were you like, what the actual F is going on?
Yeah. I was literally like, this can't be real. And then it just started popping up everywhere. And I was like, okay, I guess it's pretty real.
Oh my gosh. So like, did you ever start watching then to see what was happening or since?
No, I was good. I was ticked off when Rachel called me a starter pony. I was like, who do you think you are? She apologized though. She apologized last month. She texted me, which I really appreciate. I really appreciated that gesture because it was like, you know, what she said was uncalled for. You know,
wait, what'd she say?
Huh?
What did she say?
She apologized for calling me a scorpion.
A scorpion?
starter pony. Remember last year on Watch What Happens Live?
Watch What Happens Live. That's where it came from?
Yes. Yeah.
Where the fuck did that come from?
I don't know. But I just went off. Like, it was like, no, that's not gonna, we're not doing that. I'm not backing down from that.
Oi. So are you like, where are you right now with, are you cool with everybody? Do you not really talk to them? Cause you're like, that's not my show anymore.
No. I still communicate with Sheena. Sheena and I are cool. Yeah.
Oh, basically. My God.
Pretty much it.
Is it nuts though? Like, you were running Sir, right? Mm-hmm. And then it's like you see Tom Tom pop up and you see like these other ones. Were you ever bummed? Like, why don't I get a bar? Why don't I team up with somebody and do a bar?
Well, sometimes you have those thoughts, but the thing is that it's a lot of work, and I don't know if it's really, especially with what I'm doing now, it's not really something that I don't even being in that industry, being in this industry, the restaurant industry, for as long as I've been in the restaurant industry, I don't know if I've come close a couple of times, but I don't know if I really want to do it. You know,
it's a lot.
It's a lot. Even if it's a lounge, you know what I mean? And you know, trust me, I can curate some cocktails. I mean, last year I did Weight Watchers drink menu. The year before I did, yeah. Mm-hmm. The year before I did Clamato's, I did 10 cocktails for Clamato last year.
What?
But yeah.
Why didn't I know this about Peter, the bartender, the cocktail?
That I'm a mixologist?
What?
Yeah.
Why don't you get behind the bar and give Tom and Jax and freaking, and what's her face, Ariana, why don't you give them a run for their money?
I could.
No,
you know? But I was always the manager at Sir, you know, I was always I've had like 20, almost 20 years of bartending experience, you know, and that evolved into creating cocktails. I mean, I was, for the longest time, I was a judge at the Proof Awards. They'd fly me out for the Proof Awards in Las Vegas, Nevada. And I would be tasting new liquors on the market, Yeah.
What a new stuff coming out, man. That would suck.
What do you mean?
In Vegas, trying all the new liquors. Man, I would.
Well, there's a spit bucket.
There's a
spit bucket.
I don't need a spit bucket. I'm a professional. I know how to do that shit.
There you go.
Wait a minute. So then you're bartending, and did you just start learning because you're always there? You're running it. You're like, I feel like I need to know how to do this stuff.
Basically, yeah, you have to curate your palate a little bit. You have to be able to identify what kind of ingredients go really well with what kind of liquors, et cetera.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. So where are you now? Are you still manager of anything right now?
Yeah. I was just at Sir last night. I'm going to be at Sir in 5 hours. Yeah.
So I'm, you're still legit there. Still manager there?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is that hard for you with Lisa? Because
what do you mean?
Like, is it because she was like, hey, Tom Tom, let's do this bar, or like,
no,
you're not really on the show anymore?
Yeah, I'm not on the show at all, actually.
Like, you're done. You are just done with it. Because
they didn't ask me back. I mean, they did, but they didn't want to pay me, so I'm okay. Well,
but do you think it's the same show now as it was when you started 10 years ago?
Well, when we started 10 years ago, it was more about people that worked at a restaurant and our crazy lives. And now it's evolved into just following all those people that were working at Sir to, you know, like what they're doing now. You know what I mean? So yeah, I guess it's very different than what it was.
Right. Yeah. I mean, look, Sir was like the focus of everything. It's like,
exactly.
Okay, we're checking in on Peter running it, and the girls on their shift, and what's Jax doing behind the bar, and who's he doing behind the bar, and it is. I mean, how often do we even see Sir, really?
I don't know, because I don't watch the show, so I have no idea.
Oh my!
Have you been watching this season? Have they shown Sir at all?
I mean, maybe once for maybe James once. Coming in for See You Next Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, duh. Well, you see, does he do that actually? Is that just show?
Yeah. No, he does that. So, yeah, the last time he did it was last month, actually. Yeah.
So is it get crazy in there?
It gets kind of nuts. It does.
It gets nuts, really. People come in just to like see that.
Mm-hmm.
DJ James Kennedy.
DJ James Kennedy, yes.
So is he really the only one that comes in anymore?
I mean, other than myself, yeah. I guess so. I haven't seen, yeah, it's Sheena comes in sometimes, but that's about it.
Are you just like, that's not my world anymore? Like, I've evolved. I don't need this like crazy scandal bullshit or.
Yeah. Yeah. I like the place I'm in right now. Yeah. You know? Cause I'm working on Reality Network. And then I am currently helping the development of a new app, a new dating app that's going to revolutionize everything. That's
what?
Yeah. Yeah, one of my friends approached me about it, and I was like, "Okay, cool. I have all the because I already did. I've already done. I was one of the I like to call myself the guinea pig for it, but I was one of the founders of a slot app. You could win real world prizes. It was called Celebrity Slots. So I've already done that. I've already have all the connections to create an app. I already know what I'm doing as far as that world is concerned. So it's just like switching gears and going into something else, you know. But it's pretty much funded at this point. I just got to start putting together some of the paperwork, and I've been busy on one end. Now I got to switch gears and go to the other end. But yeah. So I already told the guy who owns the IP. I was like, "Look, I'll just CEO it, execute it, and stock option."
Dude. So yeah. How are you doing all this? You're still managing Sir.
Well, there's I have no life.
You're working. That's your life.
Yeah, I literally have no life. I don't, I've just been kind of focused on building I like doing what I'm doing right now. Let's put it that way.
With the Reality Network.
Yeah, Reality Network, and then this dating app that just like came across my desk, and I'm like, okay, well, this will be something interesting, something special, something that will revolutionize. Because I'm always like, oh, what's different? What's different? What can we do? How can we improve? It's the old adage in Hollywood: give me the same but different.
Right. Totally. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, but like, what is your? Because you do so much, and you have done so much. What's your like one thing that gives you like the most satisfaction and pleasure and passion? That really.
Whenever I talk about it, I get like goosebumps all over my body.
Oh, I know. Look at you. Yeah. You get so excited.
I am like, I have a lot of big plans for this thing.
Well, I could tell because when we were like messaging, you were so excited to talk about whatever this big thing is that you were talking about.
Yeah.
So, but do you think there's going to be a time that that's going to be so consuming, you're not going to be able to do the managing of Sir?
Yes.
And you're fine to walk away?
If that time ever comes, then yeah, I will have to say, you know, it's been something, you know what I mean?
How long have you been there?
I've been there since 2008. Yeah.
Peter. Oh my gosh. That's a long time you've given to that baby.
I know. Yeah. 16 years, you know, but it's given a lot back to me. So I don't mind it. You know, it's just, it's been part of my life, you know? But yeah, I mean, like if there is a time that, you know, it's time, then it will be time.
Are you happy now that you're like done with it? Are you
done
happy
with what?
With Vanderpump Rules. Are you happy that you did it? Are you like,
I mean, I'm very happy that I did it. Oh yeah, of course. There's no regrets as far as Vanderpump Rules goes. Yeah. I love the fact that I did it.
Was it hard for you? Because like you were so close with these people.
Last year was a very hard year for me, but you know what, for me, my attitude is just keep going, keep pushing forward. keep moving in a positive direction. And that's what I've done, you know. But yeah, last year was a difficult year for me because I was like, well, where do we go from here? You know,
it wasn't show. Like,
yeah.
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 And basically. And the people, did that, with the show not really having you come back full time, is that what kind of put separation between the other cast?
I guess you could say that. Yeah. Because like I didn't see, like, it's like kind of like a reunion every year coming together and doing the show. And then all of a sudden, I'm not seeing anybody, you know, I'm not seeing these folks that I've been doing this TV show with for the past decade. You know, took up, you know, I started on that when I was 28, was it? Yeah, 28 years old.
A baby.
28, 20, so I turned 30 on season 2.
Oh my God.
We were at a club. I'll never forget it. We went to a club, season 2, and I turned 30 there. Dirty 30.
The Dirty 30.
And yeah. I turned 30 on the show. And yeah, it's been quite the journey. I'm all, but you know, we'll see what it will. I actually know where I'm going next, what the next thing is.
What are like the, what's one of the best things? You're not a part of it. Well, what is like one of the best times, best memories that you can think of?
Oh my God. There's all sorts of memories that come to the Cabo trip for Stassi's birthday in season 2, where I dressed like a pirate on a pirate ship. Yes. That started a little pirate trend that I'm still going to this day.
I just saw it on like your stories when we were talking. Yeah. You were in Vegas, I think, the pirate, weren't you?
No, I wasn't. No, it's Gasparilla. I go every year. Every year I go to Tampa, Florida for Gasparilla. It's like Mardi Gras.
Oh,
dressed
like got it. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
So then that started Peter the Pirate.
Yes. Yeah. It kind of started the whole thing. Yeah. And then.
What else? What's another amazing one that you had?
Oh, man. Oh, like the trip to New Orleans was interesting in so many ways. I also really enjoyed my boys' trip that I organized to Las Vegas for my birthday. That was season 4, I think. And I remember everyone from Katie to Ariana. They all had a problem with it. And I'm just like, we're going.
We're going and we're doing it, baby.
Hey, well, here's the thing. I spent my entire birthday at Sur managing that place. It was during Gay Pride. And I remember the Sarah, the girl I was dating at the time, she brought in a cake and put it all over my face. That was an awesome memory, actually. Now looking back on it, that was fun.
Do you feel like you had a lot of more like good times and like hard times?
I feel like, you know, like what I've taken from the show is, I've had a lot of good times, more so than hard times. Good memories, really good memories, actually.
Is it more so you're like, yo, I'm done with this. I'm doing other things, but I feel like my boys aren't around me anymore, who I was like super close with. Like, why aren't we still cool even though I'm not on the show?
Well, I mean, not really.
No.
No. Because here's the thing. Because of everything that happened last year, I'm like, I don't really mix around with anybody anymore, you know?
Because of Scandival, you mean?
Well, yeah, that and then some other things. Like, you know, I don't like people talking shit about me behind my back.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a very loyal person. And then when certain things cross a line, that's it. We're done. I don't. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's over. So loyal to me, I'll be friends for life. You know, that's me as a person. But if you cross me, we're done. You know, and that's certain people that were on the show or on the show.
Was that whole thing of you guys going out, were they like, hey, we want to throw Peter in the mix, the date? Was that like a producer like nudging you, or were you literally interested in going out with Raquel?
No, I was we were exploring, see what happens.
Is it crazy that you're like, dude, I went out on dates with her, and this whole time, like, this other shit's going down?
You know what? Tell you the truth, it's kind of like in the past now, especially once she texted me. As you know what? Moving forward. You know, that's all I'm doing these days. It's just like I have my, you know, I don't dwell in the past. I don't think about it. I just move forward.
Do a lot of people come up to you and they're like, Peter from the show, or are they not?
Yeah, yeah, they do. It's because whenever I take pictures with people at Sur, if they tag me, I always repost. It's like just a habit of mine. Just boom, 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 boom. Repost a story. So that's something that I try to give back.
So it doesn't bother you when people recognize you from the show?
No. All the it's a constant thing every night I'm there. You know, I take more pictures than I actually manage.
Still, every time.
Yeah.
I mean, all the ladies. What is going on, Peter, with the lady department? Speaking of, who's the lady dropping her phone now?
Actually, that's my brother. He's just wandering around.
Oh, my brother. Got it. Yeah. Got it.
Jude.
Wait a minute. So what's happening? What are we, single and mingling?
Single and mingling. There you go. That's the best way to describe it.
Are you like the marriage kid, the kids? No.
Do you want that?
Like marriage, kids, all that. Do you want that?
You know what? I don't know. Like, I thought I did, but, you know, I don't know anymore. I thought like there was, let's put it this way. I thought something was going somewhere and didn't. And now I'm just refocused on myself. Let's put it that way.
Your last relationship, you thought was actually going to get more serious like that?
I thought so. And then, yeah, it didn't work out. So.
So like, what do you do? Like you're working at Sur, all these chicks are coming in. Are you just like, this is fun? Like maybe I'll meet someone here.
You know what? It's fun, but I don't like, I'm just kind of, at this point I'm just go with the flow and I am working on what I need to accomplish. That's it. I'm one track minded, one focus. That's all.
And so, right now it's just the Reality Network.
Right now it's Reality Network. And then the other thing that I'm executing.
The dating app.
Yep.
Yeah. Was it nuts when Pump had to be shut down?
That was a little crazy because I had some good memories there. That place was a lot of fun. And when it shut down, I was like, whoa, what brought this on? You know?
Why did it shut down? I think I missed that.
I don't know. I think it's a mystery to everybody, but I do think that Pump is not gone, at least in spirit. Because when you go to Tom Tom and you enter Tom Tom, first the front facing wall, there's Tom Tom on the, when you're walking in, there's Tom Tom on the right, there's a pump sign on the left. And then when you go through the entrance, there's an arch and it says Pump.
So they're making Pump kind of into Tom Tom?
You mean Tom Tom into Pump? Reverse it.
Really? I'm just asking.
You can go there right now and see what I'm talking about.
So when you walked in, you're like, what is this? This is odd.
Yeah, it was interesting because I was just like, wait, hold on. There's the Pump sign up there. There's the Tom Tom sign over there. But when you walk in the gate, it says Pump.
That's crazy.
Yeah, just a little.
So they're just merging. They're just merging. Do you think Pump as a bar and as an establishment did better than Tom Tom is doing? And maybe that's why they kind of went
I don't know. They were both very, very busy. Tom Tom was more, I guess you could say, more of a party scene, whereas Pump was more of a sit down dinner. But Pump would get pretty crazy sometimes. I like, you know, like after we were done, let's say after I'm done with a shift at Sur, probably go to Tom Tom or Pump. You know, I still go to Tom Tom after a shift at Sur.
And is it weird like seeing those guys like the Toms just?
I haven't seen them. I don't know when they're there.
But is it weird like them plastered right there? Like, aren't they?
I mean, it doesn't affect me. I don't get affected by that.
I can't believe Pump. I was so shocked.
Yeah.
that was closing. And I was like, did I miss something? Where, you know, because sometimes like, oh, this is in trouble or this is happening. And all of a sudden it was just like, here's Pump. And then the next day it's like, we're closing the doors and they're having like a finale party.
That was on July the 4th, actually. Yeah.
It was. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yep.
So is there a time that you're like, at this point in my life, when I get to this age or however long I've been working here at Sir, no matter what's going on with Reality Network, the app or anything else, I'm probably going to like call it a day being a manager at Sir.
We will have to wait and see. I can't give you, do you want to know my plans now?
I want to know.
I don't know what's going to happen. I can't predict the future.
Okay. So when is Reality Network, like really, are you like, go?
I'm aiming for the middle of June, you know, but like I said, I'm announcing it right now, just to get, you know, people like talking about it, but, I want it to be perfect when it launches. I don't want it to be like, oh, there's a glitch here or a glitch there. You know,
right.
On Monday we're talking to a tech company for the backend, servers. So yeah. You know, it's going to be it's a process, just like everything. It's a process. But if I hit my goal and launch it on my birthday, which I want, that will be spectacular. You know,
oh.
It's really weird because I was out getting lunch today, and you know, because I was like, I was, you know, I like to get out of my house and go somewhere else and get some lunch, yeah, and have a cup of coffee. And my order number was 14. 14 is my birth date. June 14, 1983 is my birth date. Yeah.
That's a sign, Peter.
I always like those signs. It's just like
I
me
love
seeing.
Signs.
Yeah. It's just like after the whole Bigfoot thing, seeing Bigfoot everywhere in commercials.
Okay.
People just start talking about Bigfoot after that whole incident, after we got the trademark going, all that stuff. People just started like talking about Bigfoot, and then I started seeing like Bigfoot signs everywhere. I'm just like, okay, I'm on the right track with this.
Yeah. It was a sign. When the hell do you ever hear about Bigfoot?
You don't.
Never.
And then all of a sudden, I see a commercial. It's like this family in a car, and the kid is all like, "Dad, what's a bear squash?" And the dad's all like, "Oh, it's a bear mixed with the." And then the wife looks at him. And he's like, "Never mind, son. It's not real." But it's like, I'm like, you know what I mean? Okay.
That was meant for me to see it.
Yeah. And then I was watching a sports show and they came up and they started talking about Bigfoot. And I'm like, wait, what? And then all of a sudden there's new footage of Bigfoot. Actually, I was at a housewarming party and the neighbor wanted to show me his yard, just comparing, you know, yards or whatever. All of a sudden I go into the neighbor's yard. Because he knew who I was. He's all like, "Oh man, yeah, check out my yard." I'm like, okay. I go out into his yard and there's Bigfoot.
Come on.
Bigfoot sign. And then there's on the other corner, there was another Bigfoot sign. And it happened while I was, he came in while I was telling the story to my friends. I didn't even finish it. I didn't even get to the Bigfoot part. And then all of a sudden I go to this guy's yard and I'm like, oh, shit.
How the fuck does that happen? Ever?
It doesn't.
Never. Bigfoot?
It doesn't. Nope.
Just nope. When you're telling me the story, he's like, "Well, if you do a Bigfoot show, we can do this." I'm like, that's so random. And by the way, whatever happened, do you guys do a show about Bigfoot?
Well, we have something. We have some syndication for a Bigfoot reality show. So yeah, it's good. We're going to launch that.
You guys should have named your company Bigfoot.
No, it's the Reality Network. It's going to be your one-stop shop for all reality. Real life, real drama, real TV, only on the Reality Network.
So at some point, though, do you have to go and be like, okay, we need to find talent. We need, or we have ideas, and then we, is it ideas?
Oh, that's going to come up. That's going to come up pretty quickly. Yeah, it's going to start up pretty, it's going to go pretty fast. Yeah. We're going to, you know, like right when we really get this thing launched, I'm going to have a couple of different showrunners get some of the shows that we already have in the works that we want to get done with. I'm going to have them get them going, you know.
Would you ever pick any of your old castmates to do anything, a show? Like, what we'll if it was see. Like we're following around DJ
Sheena? Sheena, I would do something with
Sheena. Why do you think you, of everybody, why do you think you and Sheena kind of made it through and still have this relationship?
I don't know. I don't like she and I. It's because she even calls me her brother from another mother. Like I'm like yeah that we have that relationship. You know what I mean? We never. We always had each other's back. We never really, you know, we always stuck to each other. You know what I mean? So there's a picture that I found the other day. It was her head on my head at Jax's wedding.
What?
Here, let me see if I can find it.
Actually. No way. You guys were always just that close. Because obviously you dated some of the other people, but you guys never kissed, hooked up, nothing. There was never anything with you and Sheena.
Nope. We were roommates, actually, in, I don't know where it is, but we were roommates, actually, in Miami.
When was that?
Huh? During the bachelorette party in Miami?
Yeah.
We were roommates. There was like a clip that I saw where she, I guess I was snoring and she was putting a pillow over my face.
Oh, so she's trying to kill you. That always makes for a good bond, Peter.
Yeah, I know.
When you
she's
cheat
like putting
death.
A pillow over my face.
When you cheat death. And so, and obviously you like know Brock and everything. And like,
there you go.
Oh my God, how cute is that? God, that looks like so long ago.
Yeah, it was so long ago. Yeah, that was at Jackson Brittany's wedding.
That literally looks, you two look like so long ago.
Yeah.
You guys both grew up on the show.
Basically, yeah. It was like, what was that 2019 now?
Dude. So do you hang with like Summer, go hang with Brock?
Oh, no, I haven't hung out in a long time. We just caught up the other day. We were just text messaging each other, but you know, like we're both busy, you know what I mean? We already said that we need to catch up. So once she's back in town, you know, we're going to get together.
Are you happy though to be done? Like, do you think, again, another sign that it's like, maybe
we'll see. We shall see what happens.
But like, if the show was like full time, do you think you would have had time then to be developing an app and doing Reality Network?
Yeah, I've always been able to multitask. Yeah, absolutely.
Do you ever feel like lonely? Like, I do want someone with me all the time. Or are you just like, I got to do my thing. I need my space.
Let's just put it this way. In the last month, things changed for me, so I am full force into what I am. I'm fully focused in what I'm doing. Yeah.
What changed? The relationship, you mean?
Sure. Certain things changed, and when that happened, I became even more focused in what I'm doing.
You just had more fire under your ass to make this stuff happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See, it was a sign, though. I think maybe all of this led to it, Peter. But knowing where you are and what you want to take and launch on June 14th.
We'll see you, hopefully.
If they were like, Peter, come back full time with the same cast, would you?
Sure, I'd be open to it.
Yeah?
Why not? Yeah. Why not? I'd be open to it.
You know, it is, now that you're like mentioning it, it's like, it does seem like a completely different show though. You're right. It's like the whole show when you started like took place in Sur.
Yes. It was a show about a bunch of crazy kids. We called ourselves the Summer Kids. We had a group chat called Summer Kids because that's when we filmed was in the summer. Looking back on that, it's crazy to me, you know, how time flies.
It's crazy. You guys grew up. Well, some of you grew up on the show.
Yeah.
Some of them.
I know I did. I look back on myself and I'm like, why'd you do that way?
But you freaking look like the insanely the same. you asshole. Oh, I don't look like I did 10 years ago at all.
I look like I still look at
You look, I mean, that picture, like you guys, it's just like, you're not aging, Peter. So whatever you're doing.
I heard that I'm not aging. I heard like the, some people have said that I'm a vampire. I'm like, no. I just like, I work out a lot. I drink a lot of water. I have a facial routine, you know, I use toner and moisturizer and so, you know.
Certain products, tell me, because I'm always looking. Like I don't get, I'm so bad with that. What do you do?
I actually use this Oka. I can't remember. It's like Swedish, I think. You can.
Okay.
Yeah, I bought it years ago. It's like it's a facial toner, and then I use some moisturizer. What else do I use? I like to use mud masks at least once a week.
Really? You yeah. like those?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really gets your pores.
Jamming. Do you think we'll ever get rid of the stash or cut the hair?
No. I've tried before. I mean, but and I just didn't like it. You know what I mean?
It didn't
it's
feel
not, it's not Peter.
Yeah.
It's not Peter.
I know. But to go incognito, like not Peter from Vanderpump, like just to be Peter.
Well, what do you mean?
Like, look, it's the thing. It's the hair, it's the stash. Like we that's how we know, right?
Yeah. No, people still recognize me. Like they still do. It's kind of interesting. They just look at me. They're like, something's different. You know, I've shaved before. And then they're, well, something's different about you. I was like, oh, I shaved. Yeah. It's not really incognito.
Would you date someone if they were like crazy hardcore fans of the show?
Yeah. I can give them all the backstory. I can tell them what happened behind the scenes.
Yeah, you're like, let me tell you, this really, this shit didn't really go down like that. A lot was edited out, baby. Peter, I'm so happy. Okay, so tell everybody again what's happening, when it's happening, where they can find it. Let's pump okay. this shit out.
Yeah, sounds good. So I am launching my own network. It's called the Reality Network. That's going to be hopefully crossing my fingers, launched by the middle of June.
14th.
Yeah, my birthday. My little birthday present to myself.
I love it.
And then I'm working on a new dating app that's going to be I wanted to revolutionize everything. So we'll see where that goes. I'm kind of already executing it because I've already done apps before. Like this isn't my first rodeo. So
right.
I already know how to go about the execution process. And then you can find realitynetwork.tv. That's the website. We're on our second iteration. We're going to keep on ramping it up to, you know, make sure it gets to that perfect status. But I don't mind giving out the website right now, realitynetwork.tv.
So right now we could go to that right now and there'd be something. Yeah, there. You can go there. Okay.
Yeah. Realitynetwork.tv. And then, those are my two big projects right now that I'm working on and they're going to launch pretty soon. And I'm very excited for both of them, but my baby is Reality Network.
I love that. Your two babies that you're building, they're your kids. It's like, you know, when you're doing a business, I feel like they are like your kids.
Oh, yeah.
It sucks the life out of you, all your time, money, blood, sweat, tears. But all you want is to see them grow and flourish and thrive.
Yeah.
They are like.
Well, kids. It means I grow, flourish, and.
Totally. And thrive. Yeah. And then where are you on Instagram? In case they
Peter,
missed that.
So my Instagram is Peter_Madrigal. Magical Madrigal. Peter_Madrigal. And then on Twitter, it's LLPJ. Madrigal. I haven't gone on Twitter in a while. So
I know. I didn't think, like, is that still a thing?
I guess. I don't know.
I haven't either. I have an account and I don't think I've touched it for like a year.
Yeah.
Well, Peter, I'm so happy to see you again and that we got to do this again.
I'm happy too.
So excited for Reality Network. Like,
awesome. Yeah, me too.
You can tell, like, you're excited and you're passionate about it and you're smiling. Like, I can feel how excited you are about
it. Oh, yeah. As long as you can feel it, you're right.
Listen, and just that alone, that will drive so much to come to it, because you're like living proof that you're excited, that, and you're going to get more energy around it. And it's just going to build more good energy.
Yeah, it's going to build to a crescendo.
All right, Peter.